Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing.
Jason, we've made it to 2013. Happy New Year.
Seems like a lot has happened since last we talked. The world didn't end, Santa came and went, and the calendar replaced last year's 2 with this year's 3. And with that replacement came a load of New Year's resolutions.
You'll find list after list with the same important goals: getting in shape, quitting certain vices that are unhealthy or costly, and then there's the one that we're here to talk about today, save money.
Save money in this context means becoming more financially literate in all areas of money management. Budgeting or planning to always have the edge on your finances and prevent financial leaks from happening. Saving by paying yourself first and putting a budgeted amount of money away in a savings product that bears interest. Managing credit and debt to stay in the black. Using a budget to make wiser spending decisions. And learning how to invest to make the most of your money in 2013.
Jason and I wish people would write "become more financially literate" on their lists. We're here to offer the following tips to do just that. To start, it might be good to visualize a goal that can be realized through solid financial strategies. This can be a lofty goal like buying a house, or one that's not so lofty like buying a used car or a souped-up computer.
Having a financial goal can give you a sense of accomplishment and reward that's often more tangible than simply watching your compound interest get bigger or getting rid of a credit card payment. But perhaps that's your goal, to rid yourself of costly interest payments. Well, whatever it is, set it and then start saving for it.
In order to save money for your goal, you need to know where your money goes and how you can streamline it to make sure it's being used efficiently to reach your target. The best way to do this is, of course, with a budget.
You'll need to know your real after-tax income. Your monthly fixed expenditures like mortgage or rent, car payments, and other unchanging expenses, and your monthly flexible expenditures like groceries, some utilities, and entertainment.
MyMoney.gov is a one-stop shop for the tools needed to do this well. It has downloadable expense trackers to help you find out how much you spend on the flexible side and budget worksheets to let you fill all the information in and see where you really are with your money. It may seem painful at first to set up, but like most things, once the budget is created, it's very easy to update, follow, and see with one glance a snapshot of your financial life.
We can't stress this enough. Knowing where your money goes now is the only way to get a handle on it in order to start directing it to exactly where you want it to go. In this case, your 2013 financial goal. Remember that you already have tools to help you do this if you prefer to let computers do it for you. Namely, your debit or credit card statements, either on paper or online, and handy applications like Mint.com.
Your budget is the most important part of this, but there are other important parts too. Again, learn how to pay yourself first by setting up a savings account. Talk to your bank, credit union, community financial literacy groups, or other qualified sources of information to see what products fit the financial picture created by your budget, and then put aside a certain percentage of your pay every pay period. The earlier you start saving, the more money you earn in interest, and the better your chances of having emergency funds when you need them.
Get out of debt. Your budget will show you exactly how much more you can devote to doing this without imposing on your other expenses. Paying minimum payments will cost you thousands in the long term, and simply doubling or tripling those minimum payments can help you pay the debt off in an enormously faster amount of time. Check out the debt reduction snowball calendar at vertex42.com. It's an Excel spreadsheet that lets you visualize all of your debts and shows you exactly how much you're paying. Mess around with the numbers a bit and see how something as small as adding $10 to your payment each month will bring your total interest and time to pay the debt off down considerably. Then you can focus on earning interest for yourself.
Start exploring ways to invest your money for the future. This can be as easy as talking to your HR person at work to see how to best take advantage of retirement and 401k plans. Or use free community resources like the public library to do research about the stock market, mutual funds, and other investment tools to prepare for long-term savings and earnings. Again, the earlier you start, the more potential you have to earn.
Our goal is not to help you figure out how to get rich quick. It's to help lead you to resources that make your financial life easier to manage and to get you to the point where you feel in control of your finances rather than the other way around.
So take control this year. Become financially fit for 2013. I'm Ashley Hall of United Way of Monroe County.
And I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. Happy New Year. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money project and produced for community radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bektesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.